Those two nodes then get passed into our first AI agent, our outline generator. And that is combined with a prompt as well. Using the provided outline, create a comprehensive blog post in Markdown format. And then that agent and that prompt go into our next agent, which is going to generate the blog. And then there at the end is our text output, our blog output. And now here you are seeing the generated workflow, the one that we already ran for our blog generation. And we got our nice text output here that's in Markdown format, just like we asked it to do. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, first of all, apologies for my voice not being 100% today. The Navigator crew is dealing with a heck of a cold bug right now, but rest assured, it's not going to affect my excitement because we are back today with yet another episode about agents. And I promise you, I'm not leaning on the scales and only picking agentic AI episodes. There are just so many new agents coming out and new agent experiences that despite my bias towards agentic AI being hugely impactful and super fun to talk about, we really do need to cover each of these new tools. And today's is unique in a couple of different ways. It takes a little bit different of an approach at the web browser agent experience. Today, we're going to be talking about browseragent.dev, browser agent. They decided to hit it right on the head with their name of the company and the name of the tool. It is offering just that. It runs an agentic workflow or agentic automations in the browser for you. But here's why the service offering gets a little bit unique. And this agent is running all of the LLMs locally in your browser. And according to Browser Agent, this has a few different advantages. It says on their website, which we are looking at right now, why run LLMs locally in a browser? And simply put, as they say, it's much cheaper, more secure, and requires way less effort than API-based LLMs. They go on to say that it's much cheaper. Running LLMs locally in a browser leverages the browser's GPU, eliminating the need for per API call fees or cloud infrastructure costs. It's completely private, as they say also. Instead of sending data to third-party servers, every request is processed locally, eliminating the risk of exposing confidential information, and there's nothing to maintain. Since running LLMs in your browser requires no servers, API keys, or other infrastructure, there's nothing to maintain, just build. And they actually have a link here to learn more about this, and that's going to take you to browserai.dev, which is also a Cloud Code AI product, and Cloud Code AI is the company behind these two products. But Browser AI is the open source browser agent AI, the open source code that's actually going to allow these LLMs to run inside your browser. And they have some installation code snippets here. So if you're dev savvy, if you're a development savvy person and you want to try this in your own browser on your own device, check out the link in the show notes to browserai.dev. If you're less dev savvy, then that's why they have Browser Agent, which is this agentic tool we're talking about today. And that is powered by Browser AI. And they give us a little tidbit on how this works as well. Browser AI leverages WebAssembly and WebGPU to run increasingly efficient small language models directly in your browser. Integration just takes a few lines of code, no APIs required. Now, we are just going to go through the website very quickly, touch on all of the important highlights and the features of the tool, as well as the pricing and spoilers. They do have a free tier, so we are going to be able to get in and demo some of the use cases. I already did demo one in particular, and that's what we're going to show you today. They have some out-of-the-box templates or workflows that you can use, and you'll see those here in a minute. And as you'll also see in a minute, this is another tool that is a node-based or module-based tool. So when you build out your workflows, very similar to Flora AI, which we talked about in yesterday's episode, obviously a different application. One is for design, one is for agentic workflows, but they both have the same node module-based building system, which I am a very huge fan of, as you know, if you saw the Flora AI episode. So again, you can see the homepage of Browser Agent right here. So let's just scroll down a bit and you can see an example of what these workflows look like with these modules and these node-based building systems. They also have a bunch of pre-built workflows, like we mentioned, and here you're seeing some of those pre-built workflows that you can get started with. We actually did a blog post generator example that I'm going to show you here in a minute, but they also have an email thread summarizer, a LinkedIn profile analyzer, just a bunch of cool stuff. I think there's like 9 total pre-built templates in here, and we'll take a look at those in a second. And then next, they give us a breakdown very simply of how this tool actually works. Step 1, select nodes from the library, choose a variety of pre-built nodes designed to handle different tasks. Step 2, connect each node, drag and drop to connect nodes and create your workflow. Step 3, run your workflow. Execute your workflow with a single click. And then they also have a Chrome extension. So depending on how quickly we tap out on the 5 workflow limit on the free tier plan, this very well may be another $20 per month AI tool that gets added to our AI Marketing Navigator tool belt. Okay, on that note, let's hop over into the pricing really quick. Again, you can see here that they have the free tier, which is free forever. And with that, you get 5 workflows, 10 nodes per workflow, unlimited executions, the basic models, 20 megabytes observability data, and 1 day data retention. Next is the $20 per month where you get 20 workflows, 50 nodes, unlimited executions, and then the premium models I think is gonna be a big differentiator beyond just the workflow limit. You get 1 gigabyte observability data and 7 days data retention there. And then they also have an enterprise custom plan where you basically get unlimited everything as well as custom models. So I wonder if that means you can actually tap into some of the more premium, not necessarily open sourced models. Okay, let's take a look at some of these other use cases really quick. We mentioned the blog post generator. Looks like they have 9 total. They also have an AI question and answering system. I think that would probably be like a traditional AI chat experience. They have a tailor resume to job description one. They have email thread summarizer, Valentine's gift finder, LinkedIn profile analyzer, LinkedIn company analyzer, notes from audio transcriber, and email response generator. So a couple of these right off the bat, I know I would definitely use in some preparation for podcast content creation, like the profile and company analyzer for LinkedIn, if we were going to do interviews. But that would also be great for sales enablement or account-based marketing. So right away, you have a couple great use cases right there. But before we do that, let's just do a quick overview of the dashboard here that we're looking at. For anybody who's not watching along on video, it says at the top here that they are currently in their beta, and you can join their Discord community, which I've linked to in the show notes. They also have another call out for the extension, the browser automation extension. They have a quick start tutorial, so you can watch a guide. And then the main portion here is the create new workflow section. And it's really cool, guys. You can actually describe your workflow and have it created for you. I think that's awesome. But then you can start one manually as well. You can either start from scratch or you can use a template. And that's what we did in our demo. We just used the pre-built blog generator workflow. But before I show you guys that, just to run through the menu options on the left-hand side of the dashboard here, we have our overview, which is what we're in right now. You have the workflows where you can see any of the workflows that you created. You can see the test one we've created there. You have the templates, which we talked about. These are the 9 pre-built workflows. Again, another call out for the browser extension. It gives you some key features of that. Things like automate browser interactions, execute workflows directly from your browser, real-time workflow testing, extract data from web pages, secure local processing of data, and privacy-focused design. And then here, this is really cool. They actually let you chat with the individual AI models, which is kind of the feature that they were demoing on the browserai.dev website. And this is just really cool because it, again, lets you run these LLMs directly in your browser. And it's nothing super unexpected when it comes to chatting with these. You can see here they have a bunch of the open source free LLMs available. So if you're curious as to what those are like and how to interact with those, this is a pretty easy way to access those. I think you just have to load the model here. And then a really cool feature that kind of sets this apart for me is it actually shows you the performance metrics of the model as you're chatting with it. You can see the memory usage, the response time, the tokens per second, all of that stuff, which I think is just really, really cool. Okay, and then finishing up on our items on the left-hand navigation here, you have settings, which looks like just kind of gives you your subscription plan and you can edit that. You have the feature requests and the bug reports that you can send to the team. Okay, so without further ado, let's go take a look at our test workflow. And here you're seeing the blog post generation workflow. And if you did see yesterday's episode on Flora, this modular design with these lines connecting them and the drag and drop nature of it should look pretty familiar. But we have a few different nodes that are being used in our workflow. Let's go and check out the actual nodes first before we get into the workflow. And this is really cool, and you can kind of start to see some of the power that is behind the tool here. Here you have a comments node, which is basically used for internal workflow organization and documentation. Then you have the inputs, the text input, the file input, but also the audio input. You have the outputs, you can get text or audio. And then you have the AI agents. And we see a couple of these that are working in our workflow, and we'll see them in a second. One is the outline drafting agent for our blog post. The other is the actual blog generation. And then you have the prompts that you're hitting these LLMs with your text inputs or your audio inputs, and you're asking the LLMs to do something with those prompts. You can output the formats, you can do audio to text or text to speech within these agents. And then next is the web scraping, and you see the read web page and open URL, but right below that, and it says they're coming soon, is the find and click and the type and go action. So that is super interesting to me. And once those get added, I think it takes Browser Agent from just a web browser or just a browser agent to like more of an operator agent that can do a lot more stuff. Those two commands, I think, will enable a lot more activities. Okay, moving on, we have our advanced nodes. So call API, you have if else, so you can do some branching in your workflows as well. And then a repeat. And then we have some integrations here as well. We have an Airtable integration, a Slack notification integration, or a Discord integration notification. And then lastly, data format, where you can manipulate some of the text for data storage and data formatting. Okay, back out to our actual workflow here. Here you can see our text input that's getting fed into the workflow, and that's going to be combined with a prompt. And this is just that, a prompt that's basically prompting the LLM that we're using to write a blog post. You can see, we'll just read through it a little bit, generate a detailed outline for a blog post about the given topic. So our text input would be the given topic. Those two nodes then get passed into our first AI agent, our outline generator. And that is combined with a prompt as well. Using the provided outline, create a comprehensive blog post in Markdown format. And then that agent and that prompt go into our next agent, which is gonna generate the blog. And then there at the end is our text output, our blog output. And now here you are seeing the generated workflow, the one that we already ran for our blog generation. And we got our nice text output here that's in Markdown format, just like we asked it to do. So good example of what this tool is capable of just out of the box with their blog generator template. Pro tip, definitely clear the cache on your browser. It's gonna have a pretty big effect on the speed and the efficacy of the tool. I had some failed workflows and some stalled workflows before I cleared the cache, but once I went and did that, it fired off right away. All right, so there you have it for Browser Agent and Browser AI. I was super, super excited to come across this in yesterday's edition of the Rundown.ai newsletter. Shout out to the Rundown for including this in their tools section, primarily because it's such an open source friendly application and a unique and new implementation of not only agents, but calling LLMs and using LLMs by doing so locally in the browser here. And I hadn't heard about that before, browser agents. And like I said, there is a free tier. So any of you AI marketing navigators out there who have maybe run into barriers, whether in their organization or personally in their freelance work, when it comes to the pricing of tapping into these APIs and these models to build your own agents, I would very much recommend taking a look at Browser Agent. I think it's a direct response to those types of pain points. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit subscribe and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.